Man was to rule with words that carries authority over everything in the universe. How is man to rule with words that have authority over everything in the universe? Everything. All right? In other words, everything that he has made, man was to dominate on this earth. Man was put here to dominate, not to be dominated. So for that reason, I'm going to set it up for next week. So for that reason, Adam committed high treason. I won't go into that. I started to, and I may need to, but I don't. Adam committed high treason. He sold us out. And when Adam sold us out and gave that his authority that God had given to him to rule this earth, let me be clear about this, rule the earth. But what I want you to understand, words dominate this universe. Man to rule this earth. How are he to rule? With words. And when God gave him that authority, he sold out, gave it to Satan. That's why you see all these things in the earth, in the atmosphere, in the heaven. There's three realms of heaven, three realms of it. This first heaven, you see all these things going on. So God found a man he could talk to. He had to get a second Adam in the earth. I'm going to talk about that. And you have been redeemed. You have been restored back, and we're going to show it to you in Scripture, to your original place with God. God is right here inside of me, inside of you. But he can only express himself. He can only speak and operate to the degree you will yield and say what he says. If you won't say what he says, you won't believe him, you disobey, then he won't do anything for you. But keep praying, interceding, that your eyes will come open. That's what he will do. But if you'll say, that's enough of that. Disease, this is where you stop. That's why so many people were so shook up over the coronavirus. Because they saw coronavirus bigger than their God. That's why they saw it. I don't care if you was attacked and overcame it, that's proof right there. You are bigger than the coronavirus. See, people talk about on the news how many, you know what they emphasize? How many have died. They never give out the numbers how many recovered from it. Come on. Hello? But if you overcame that, that means you have victory. You got a testimony. Amen. Devil, you put your hand on something you couldn't have. I'm living proof that it works. Come on. So don't let the devil beat you up because he'll attack anybody that he can. If you don't stand your ground, he'll overtake you. So God provided a second Adam. And I'm going to talk about this second Adam and this new breed of people, this new kind of man, and all that you have. And we need to take over. We have allowed Satan to dominate areas of our lives that he has no right to do it. It's time for you to get free. It's time for me to be free. In some areas that I allowed him to just go on and on and on. No! Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. He tell you stuff. Whisper in your ears. If you're not spiritually in tune with the Holy Ghost, you'll let him talk stuff to you. He has no business saying, and you paying any attention to it. But you've been created to dominate. You live lives full of stuff that you shouldn't even have to deal with. You should be walking in the glory. You should be moving in the power. You should be speaking forth the blessing of God on yourself, on your family. You need to be telling people every day how blessed you are. Hallelujah. And there ought to be some evidence. He deals strongly with you coming here to this church. Now, this is not the only, but I know he deals strongly on keep you at home. Give you excuses. You can't come. You lay off this Sunday. You stay away this Sunday. You can do this because you need to do this. He knows. If there's any truth known by Jimmy Jones, he's going to tell it. If there's any truth known in this book by this fellow you're looking at, if there's any truth about God, and I know it, I'm going to tell it. And this word will work for anybody that will work. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young. What matters? Do you know what the word says? Will you do what God asks you to do? We are talking about walking in your dominion. You're created to dominate. And I'm going to show you. Praise God.